around the circle here. We started with faith, and then we did strength, love, wisdom, power, which is power of the spoken word, imagination, will, and understanding. And today's service is brought to you by the power of order. And for those of you who were here last night for Unity Home Companion, I wrote that before Dennis's story. He was telling a great story about having NASCAR-type advertising throughout the service. So I was thinking more along the lines of Sesame Street. Do you remember it used to be brought by the letter W? So order doesn't seem too exciting, does it? It's kind of like making your bed, right? It's not quite as flashy as some of the others, you know, the love and zeal. It may be subtle, but I'm here to tell you that it is powerful, very powerful. Because if we don't have order, when our life feels like total chaos, can you feel the power of order when that's the case? Webster has 55 different definitions for the word order, ranging from alphabetical order, monastic order, grocery order, Robert's Rules of Order, and marching orders. What we're looking at today is divine order. Divine order, the harmonious, balanced presence of spirit that is here now, always, ever present, ever present. It's the organizing principle of life. The futurist Barbara Marx Hubbard suggests that we use the word order as a verb rather than a noun, reordering our lives. You know, you don't like what you ordered off the menu, we get to reorder. So let me ask you, have you ever wanted to put an out-of-order sign on your life? Things are out of control. Feel like you're surrounded by dysfunction at every turn. Too many things renting space in your head. You know? Taking all your attention, all your time. Have you ever experienced this? Well, you're in your right and perfect place today. We're going to be talking about this. My talk title is Seek First the Kingdom. Seek First the Kingdom. And it's based on words attributed to Jesus from Matthew 6:33. The full scripture reads, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else shall be added unto you." And so we want to look at this through the lens, the quantum lens, the quantum lens. If we looked through the quantum lens, it might come out this way. Focus on the form, focus on the field, not the form. Focus on the field, not the form. And if you were here last Sunday, or if you got to listen to Gary's talk online, you heard this last week. Focus on the field, not on the form. The wave, not the particle. The energy, not the manifestation. Seek first the kingdom. And Jesus is also recorded as saying in Luke 17 that the kingdom of God is where? Within us. Now that's pretty radical, wouldn't you say? It's pretty radical teaching. So we're to seek the kingdom first, and we're to look for it within ourselves. That means go within first. Go to source before anything else. Spend time getting centered before we do anything. And it's through becoming centered that we connect with a higher intelligence. And by going to the source before anything else, we follow the first rule of order, which is consciously maintain your relationship with the spirit within you, and all will be taken care of in the outer world. All will be taken care of. It's a pretty cool idea. Because what happens when we try to fix it out there? Have you ever done that? Running around trying to fix it out there? So instead of focusing on the problem, we focus on the divine presence, the higher state where the solution already exists. You know that Einstein famously said, you can't, you know, solve a problem with the same mind that created it. He also said, I want to know God's thoughts. All else is detail. Go to source. Go to headquarters, as Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, used to put it. The rest is detail. Go here first. So time in the silence can bring order, divine order, to our lives. And I love the story of Gandhi, how he used to always pray for 1 hour every morning, unless he didn't have time, and then he would pray for 2 hours. Now, I'm not there yet, but I really get the wisdom of that. I really see it. There's an Abraham Lincoln quote that says, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'll spend the first four sharpening the axe. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. So the first aspect of power, the power of order, is to go to the source first, especially when something outside of us is pulling us into fix-it mode. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm not the only one. Remember divine order. Start by moving our attention within and seeking the answer from source. Focus on the field, not the form. And then we want to follow the guidance that we get. That's another sort of piece of the puzzle. You know, there's a story in the book of Luke that illustrates this for me, this principle for me. It's a story of two sisters, Martha and Mary. Do you know this story? This is how it goes. Jesus is, and his disciples are welcomed into the home of Martha and Mary, two sisters. And Mary plops herself right down at the feet of Jesus and listens to everything he's saying. Martha, on the other hand, realizes she now has this household full of people that have to be fed, and she starts doing all the work, getting all the meals ready, you know, working hard. Finally, she comes to Jesus and says, and I'm guessing she had a little edge to her voice, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself? Tell her to help me, she says. And Jesus says, Martha, 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 you're being a Jewish mother now, come on. You're worried and distracted by many things, he says. There is only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her. Now, I used to look at this story and go, wait 1 minute. Just hang on 1 minute. I've been in that state before, right? That didn't seem like a very fair thing. I mean, and can't you hear the internal dialogue going inside her head right now? Like, yeah, it's fine that she sits there and does that, but what's going to happen when it's time to eat and there's no food? Then what are you going to say? You know, the murmuring that goes on? So I used to think this was a very unfair story back in the day. I didn't quite get it. But let's look at it metaphysically. We look through a quantum lens. It shifts everything. Because when we look at metaphysics, we know that every character in the story is a characteristic within us. So we can find every one of those characters inside. We've got Martha, we've got Mary, we've got the Christ, the higher self. All three are there. Now it's making more sense. Because we can move into Martha mode very easily, can't we? Trying to fix everything, trying to control everything. The ego loves that. It loves it. It thrives on it. You know, I'm going to fix this. And then feel like, wow, I'm doing this all by myself. Right? It's very easy to get into Martha mode, feeling like everything's on our shoulders, pressured. I got to get this done. So Martha can show up pretty easily in my life. I've recognized that tendency to do that. But I once read that the day you die, you will have unopened emails in your inbox. That kind of puts it in perspective for me. So Jesus said Mary had chosen the better part, meaning that sitting at the feet of the higher self was the thing to do. And I would add first. We start there. Makes sense. Seek first the kingdom. Communing with the Spirit within us, listening to the wisdom of the divine presence instead of running around trying to fix that outer world. It just makes so much more sense when we take the time to do that. We have a totally different experience. Because here it is. You ready? What we see around us is a reflection of what? What's going on within us. It always comes down to that. You know, if it seems like we're surrounded by chaos, we got to know that there's some chaos going on in here. I once had a friend who told me he lived in the most dysfunctional household ever, and then he added, and I live alone. And this was an aha for him, because he was used to making everybody else in the house the matter with him. And he just had to finally face the fact that chaos was following him around, even when he was by himself. So when things seem inharmonious and out of order, we need to remind ourselves that the disorder is starting in here. But it's so much easier to point the finger. I need peace. This place is crazy, right? So easy to do that. So we start here, but then there's time to take action. It's not, we don't just stop and stay here. There comes a time to take action. And the Unity minister, Eric Butterworth, calls this being an intrapreneur rather than an entrepreneur. And when he coined this term, there was not yet such a word. There actually is now. This word now actually means someone who backs an internet venture financially. But what Butterworth meant was it's about building your life from the inside out. Intrapreneur. Going within first to the heart center, the intrapreneur. And then after receiving the guidance, then moving outward. Then taking action. Following your bliss, as Joseph Campbell puts it, you know? Being a channel for good, seeking the kingdom within, and then expressing it in the outer world so that we are bringing it forth. So if we want order in our lives, we start within. And when we do that, when we let Spirit be our guide, when we let it bring us into our lives, we begin to live a values-based life. It's an automatic. Things start to fall into place. And it's a natural outcome of letting Spirit guide us. So what are your spiritual values? What are they? How do you spend your time, your resources? How do you spend your energy? What's important to you? And are you living the truth that you know? It's a great question. If there was a fire in your house and you had time to take out one thing, what would it be? You know, Norman Rockwell had a fire and lost all of his classic paintings in his studio, and none of them could be salvaged. And during the fire, suddenly, you know, someone noticed he was disappeared. Where was he? He was up on the hill sketching the scene. This is an intrapreneur. He had his priorities. So what are yours? Because what happens if we put career before family? Or self-indulgence before health? Or time working before relationships? You know, we need to get that balance. It's important to establish some balance in our lives. But the interesting truth is this, that when we put Spirit first, when we go to Source first, then the rest kind of falls into place. Time seems to stretch, you know, the work seems to flow better. Unity minister Margaret Pounders wrote, "Order in your life is natural. The practice of disorder is depleting, and requires far more energy than orderliness. See, it takes more work to be disorderly. Really? Have you noticed that when you're not in harmony, that if you are immersed in chaotic patterns, that your energy's frittered away and your productivity just kind of melts? So do you need to simplify your life? Do you need to simplify your life? Downsize? Or release clutter? You know, that frozen energy that's lurking in the closets. Is there a need for you to bring order to your life, to your home, to your surroundings? Because how much easier our life is when we are under the law of divine order, when we come into the silence, when we affirm it, we affirm divine order, when we breathe and get in rhythm with the one presence, the one power that is ever present, right here, right now. That organizing principle is now, right here. And we can align ourselves with that organizing principle. Isn't that cool? I love that about God. It's organized. See, I like to be organized. So I like that God is organized. Even though it may be looking chaotic, it's not. And I found it very helpful in the midst of confusion to stop and affirm divine order is now manifest. It kind of gets those tumblers into place for me. It's a good reminder that no matter how it's appearing to me, the truth is, order is right now. Right now. Charles Fillmore says this: mentally go through your environment, put yourself under order of divine mind by affirming the same law that swings the stars in the cushioned ethers is operative in and through your life and all your affairs. Charles had a poetic side. Divine order. Because the truth is that it's manifesting now, and we just want to get on board with that flow. I want to share with you a true story from the late 1800s. One night, a member of the British Parliament was driving through a blinding storm to give an important speech. And his carriage was forced off the road miles from the destination that he was going. And try as they might, the horse and driver, they could not pull that carriage out. It just wasn't going anywhere. Well, along came a young Scottish boy who happened to be driving a team of horses by, and he volunteered to help them get the carriage out. And it took a lot of effort and work, but they finally got it free. And so the boy refused to take any money for this, but the man wanted to help him in some way. He was so grateful and very impressed with this young man. And so he asked him, "What is it you want to do in life?" And he automatically said, "I want to be a doctor." And so this man, this member of parliament, arranged for him to go to school and to become a doctor. Now, fast forward 50 years later, Winston Churchill was dangerously ill with pneumonia. And his life was saved by penicillin, which had just been discovered by a Scottish-born physician, Alexander Fleming. And it was the same boy who had helped this member of parliament that night, who also happened to be Winston Churchill's father. So a boy helps out a man who pays for him to go to school, who ends up saving his son's life 50 years later. You know? If we take this higher view of life, we find that this kind of thing is happening all the time. But we just don't see it because we're so close. You know what I'm saying? I remember as a teenager in high school going to Toronto. It's downtown Toronto for a school trip. And we were up in a huge, tall skyscraper that you were able to look down and see the city. And I watched, just fascinated by how everything looked in order down there. I was watching the flow of traffic and the people, and it just seemed like a dance was going on. And I have to tell you, it looked way different when you were down on the street. Way different. But from that vantage point, I could see the order of it that was not apparent when you're in it. So I have a video for us to watch that can kind of give us this feel. And I'm going to just play it right now. And it's all going to work. So there is an order to things, whether it's, you know, for that one goes up to 10 billion light years, starts here, keeps going back, 10 billion light years, and then back down to the girl, through into her eye, down to one femtometer, which is 1 × 10⁻¹⁵ for people who care about such things. So, order lives within everything, from beyond the galaxy massiveness to the internal most minuscule. And order is within it, whether we see it or not. So divine order means we come into alignment with universal law and harmony. By affirming divine order, we call upon these universal laws to bring coherence, to bring balance to our lives. And that is our true nature, to be balanced and in harmony. At the center of our being, there is order. There is peace. There is the perfect, holy pattern, the divine blueprint of spirit. Right now, it's there. So what we need to do to express that divinity is to release the thoughts that are keeping it limited. Do you see? That stops this inner flow for us. So instead of trying to fix and organize things out there, instead of trying to change people, make them more orderly, you know what I'm talking about? We instead go within and become harmonious and peaceful on the inside so that we can project that harmony outward. And we create it. It expands, it goes beyond. And that really is the work. It really is. I mean, it's so easy to be Martha. Got to fix this. To become distracted by the outer world and to miss the inherent order within every single one of us, isn't it? It really is. It's easy to just dive right into what's going on in our outer lives. But we know, what do we know? That trying to fix the outer world is like trying to change what's on the screen without taking the, you know, changing the film and the projector. It's just, it doesn't work. We have to go to the source. And our spiritual nature is the only thing that the world cannot tamper with. Do you see it? It's tamper-proof. Our spiritual self. Wow. It's under our dominion. That's true autonomy. We get to choose. Being Martha, being Mary. Focusing on the field or the form. Now, are you hearing me tell you not to clean your house or feed your families? Yes. Or to spend all your time just navel-gazing? No. We have to take care of our physical needs, but not at the expense of our spiritual needs. Do you see it? It's so important. So remember that priority thing. If you take time to seek the kingdom, it will be easier to keep order in your house. Because the house, of course, is the outer manifestation of what's within us. Yeah. And guess what? The kingdom within is the only true real estate. The rest is a reflection. It's illusion. It's detail. So there's a bigger plan than meets the eye. There are deeper principles running the universe. It's a higher law. And when we put ourselves under that higher law, our lives transform. Our lives really transform. And we can let spirit unfold moment by moment with faith, with trust, with gratitude, being the change that we seek. So here are some questions to consider this week, whether you're in a spirit group or not. First is, list your priorities in life. How do you spend your time, your resources, your energy? Are you living the truth that you know? Where in your life could you use a little divine order? And when you go within and seek the kingdom, what's the guidance you receive in those areas needing divine order? What is it? Focus on the field, not the form. And as you come into alignment with source and into the flow, get ready to watch divine order unfold. Isn't that exciting? You don't sound excited. All right, yes. God bless.
Now turn on this microphone here, Karen.
Good morning. I just want to follow up to this because what we do in
put that back
groups
up there.
Is that we align to our spirits within. We commune with our higher self. We practice that. We challenge each other to practice that. We do it in the circle. We do it between gatherings. We do it within ourselves, and we connect with each other and do it with each other. So if you want a place that's safe and comfortable, but not too comfortable, and explore a place to explore and to practice these things, please talk to me and we can find a spirit group for you. This summer is a little different, but fun and serving oriented, serving yourself and your spirit, serving the community. So please see me afterwards if you're interested. Thank you, Jane, for such an incredible talk.
Okay, now you can go for it. So unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, and for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors the many names for God, the many paths to God, the many ways of worshiping God, for we know that there is only one power and one presence that is God, and that God loves us all equally. So whoever you are and wherever you are on your transformational journey, this is your first time here with us today. We want to welcome you. If you feel comfortable by identifying yourself, Mary has a packet of information she'll be happy to convey to you over here. Thank you, Mary. On the outside of that packet, there's a little form, a little blue form. If you'll provide us with your contact information, we'll email you our weekly updates, and you'll receive our quarterly newsletter. And by the way, there is a correction in the quarterly newsletter. Our start date for one service starts July 2nd. It's two places in that newsletter where it's both July 2nd and July 9th. So it is July 2nd. So just so everybody knows. All right, we're going to welcome and greet each other. Oh, that's right. Put the form in the love offering basket instead of provide us with a donation, and I'm getting some training here. Take the packet to the barista stand, get a free beverage. And then over to the bookstore and get a free CD. And let's fellowship.